Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Cleopatra Memphis Studios. I'm your girl, Cleopatra Memphis, but you can call me Cleo. Today it's all about Cleo's movie review, and we are going to talk about a movie that is a crime, a drama, a mystery. It is so good. It was released on May 14th on Netflix, and it's called I Am All Girls. When I say this was a film, man. It was so good, so well written, so well directed. Let me give you a little bit of the cast and directors and writer credits. The Donovan Marsh, I believe he's South African, he was the director. Wayne Fitzjohn, Marcel Greaves, Emil Luvenek, Donovan Marsh again, and Jared DeJong were writers and co-writers. And executive story editors. I'm telling you, y'all, you got to see it. You got to see it. I don't know what else to say. It was moving. There are, you know, stories of one of our famous actresses, Jada Pinkett Smith, working very diligently in the community of sex trafficking. And this woman here, Masasa Mbanjin. She played one of the main characters, Sanaka. And Sanka, I hope I say that correctly. Forgive me if I am butchering any names. And Erica Wessels, who played Jody Snyman. And when I say I have never seen a few of these actors and actresses, but it was just, it was good. Trevor Calverley was the cinematographer. Brandon Jury did the music, the score for the film, and the editing was done by Lucien Bernard, and casting by Susan Rousseau. It was good, and the production was done by Jason Walker. I mean, let's give a shout-out also to Diane Allen and Vandal Messing hair and makeup. And I can go on and on. This is a film that everybody needs to see. I'm not going to give you any spoilers. It's on sex trafficking, but it was done in such a unique way, it couldn't help but catch your attention. It's done in a way that is not so off-putting. It puts you in the seat of the character who has been, you know, a former victim. And I'm telling you, it's riveting. It is simply riveting. This is a pro woman, anti patriarchy, anti sex trafficking, child protective. A wonderful film that should be used for education, because they were spitting facts. This is what's happening every day, especially in the U.S. And from what I understand, we are the number one consumers of when it comes to sex trafficking. Especially the majority of the people who are sex trafficked are young girls, and they are girls, not women, not teenagers, but girls, and less than 1% are found. So this is a time to really sit back and sit into the information that you received from this film. And it made me think about a few stories that I saw with Lyft drivers, you know, trying to kidnap, you know, certain women and people of the same culture going into African-American neighborhoods and following women and kidnapping women. These are grown women, not children, but that I'm speaking of, the stories that I saw. And I've had my own spout with dealing with someone who's coming to try to, you know, come at me in some kind of way. You know they're going to take you off and do something bad because you just never know what's going to happen. But I thank God I am protected by the by blood. I'm definitely protected by God. But I'm telling you, for the women that got caught up in the midst of that demonic, horrible situation, that's what I call it because I see it as that, it is sick. And for the children, my God, the little girls make you so scared to have girls. But you can't do that. You just have to be extremely vigilant. You have to protect the children. You have to protect the girls. This is a foresight of how prevalent it is, and you never know people. There are people in families, boyfriend and girlfriends, husband and wives, relatives that are coming to take your children. So you have to be careful, but you may meet that one that's going to come back and get you, that survive and come back and get you. That's all I got to say. But anyway, so Please. I'm going to give this movie a 5-star because I could not stop watching it until the end. I couldn't, didn't want to pause it. I didn't want to do any of that. I wanted to see it to the very end. So if you feel the same way about this cause, of course, we are women's advocates here. If you feel the same way about this film and these causes, please let us know at 563-999-3596. That's 563-999-3596, or you can email us your thoughts of the film and how you put in work concerning issues with women and children at info@CleopatraMensaStudios.org. That's info@CleopatraMensaStudios.org, and be a part of the conversation. And so as we are giving this movie, for Cleo's movie review, a 5-star, I hope you get to see it too. So until next time, our Cleo's movie review is every Monday at 10 a.m., and our Monday movie classes are at 10 p.m. We are here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. to give you the best in edutainment, which is education for the arts, right here on Cleopatra Mensa Studios in affiliation with Blog Talk Radio and the CMS Network. So until next time, people, I want you to do what? And that is be great.